from the Career Opportunities Archives. The answer lies somewhere in between, this time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for March 7, 2008. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, the answer lies somewhere in between. Another Little League season begins here in Los Angeles, and my son is joining his fifth team. It would be overstating the fact to say that I enjoy this time of year, but I do support my son in doing something that he enjoys, even if I don't enjoy all aspects of it. One great benefit I receive, though, is the opportunity to observe people and how they interact in this microcosm of the world. Looking back over the last several years, I've mined my time at the baseball field for a number of different essays I've published post the last home run of the day. You might question how career discussions can rise out of a kid's game, but I often find that parts of our lives can illuminate the issues we find in our careers. For me, life and career are inextricably linked. One observation I make each season is the level of commitment you see among the adults involved in Little League. While there is certainly an almost infinite range, I find three basic levels usually occur. First, there are the folks who are participating for the sheer fun of it. While, as our coach says, winning is fun too, they play for the camaraderie and excitement. You typically find this type of person in the early years of Little League, when the level of play is limited by the basic abilities of the kids. At the other extreme is a group I call the at-any-costers. As you progress through the years of Little League, you start to encounter more and more people of this type. To them, winning is not only everything, it's the only thing. As you might imagine, I have a difficult time dealing with people like this, as I've witnessed some horrible behaviors that I don't think should be seen by kids or adults. I'm sure you've encountered people like this in your life and your work, too. In typical ends justifies the means style, they'll do nearly anything to get the sale, the raise, or the promotion. More troubling, though, is that they don't hesitate to tear down others to build themselves up. These are the same parents and coaches berating children for a missed play instead of correcting them. As you might imagine, it's when these two groups interact that the most friction is bound to occur. It's only natural when two extremes are brought into such close contact. The extremity of their positions allows them no understanding of each other, and in a situation like that, tempers can easily flare. Now, of course, in your job, you don't have the luxury of doing it only for the fun, so you probably fall somewhere in the middle of the spectrum. In fact, this is where you should always aim your career, more than just mildly interested, but not so driven as to jeopardize your ethics in the sole pursuit of the dollar. It can be a fine line to walk, and I'm sure you deal with people every day who seem to have no idea that there's a line to begin with. That said, it's important that you find your own path that skirts the more dangerous edges. This isn't to say you wouldn't take a walk on the wild side on occasion, but constantly living at the extremes has its own cost and can quickly reduce your effectiveness in your work and happiness in your life. While I call for some sort of balance, there are others who decry the notion of balance between your work and life. They seem to fear a society of milquetoasts where no one seeks to create anything new or try anything outside the norm. Instead, I see balance as a cyclical pattern alternating between extremes, but then retreating to some stable middle ground. This allows us to reach out for new concepts without trying to live every day at those extremes. Living at the extremes can prove to be a very lonely life, and for me, true adventure and true creativity require the presence and assistance of others. Despite our forays into the wilderness of the extremes, ideas, at home, at work, or on the ball field, are best brought to fruition somewhere in between. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about Career Opportunities to others.
Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.